Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday in the big city.
Well, it's 3 o'clock hour, boys.
Yeah?
Time to talk sex. But first...
You said but.
Kind of pissed.
Why? Why now, I should say.
I bought this Coke. First of all, we're out of Diet Coke in the vending machine.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Someone's going to have hell to pay.
So I bought this Coke Zero, which is not as good as Diet Coke, but it gets the job
better.
Done. Right. I taste it, and it's gross. I was like, why does this taste bad? I've had Coke Zero before. It's a little more sugary tasting than Diet Coke, but what's the deal? I look at the bottom of the can. It expired on October 28th, 2019. And Joel's like, well, it's still good. I was like, no, it's not. Then I Google it, and it says, yeah, Coke can be good for up to 6 to 9 months after the date on the can if stored properly. And unopened. I don't think this was stored properly.
Well, it wasn't stored it at wasn't cold temperatures. Opened.
It's expired. It's now Coke negative one. And not
so it's
Coke
not
Zero.
Like beer it's where that's the manufacture worse. Date instead of the expiration date?
That's not the manufacture date. This wasn't made 4 days ago, 5 days, 7 days ago.
Well, I got to sound like the guy from Fat Albert, too, by the way.
Who?
Oh, I feel good. I'm a baby. It would still be good. The way he said my voice when he said, Joel chimes in, I feel good.
It's an accurate voice.
Yeah, thank you. It's still good. I don't know. It's just,
I'm telling you, it's been that way all day. I just funky. I just could tell. We're going to be combative all day. It's fine.
Yeah, it's only an hour left in the show.
I could tell too.
Anything can happen, Nick. In an hour.
It's very true. All right. So do y'all know what this Katie Hill story is?
I do not.
I don't either.
So Katie Hill was a congresswoman, and there were embarrassing photos of her.
Now I know. Yep.
Her husband and her staffer. There were photos of her nude with her staffer. None of the photos were like of them having sex, but it was promiscuous and bad.
So she was cheating, is what you were saying?
No, because the husband was in on it.
Oh, so that's their lifestyle.
Yeah, basically. So she resigned. And then I think that the argument now, this Ashley Fairbanks came out and said the following, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on it. But then this is a two-parter, okay? Mm-hmm. One is this tweet from Ashley Fairbanks. But the other one is the lifestyle that they were leading, which really I don't care about that as much
sure.
as that I found this Reddit group, and we're going to discuss that in a second. But first...
You set up the hour by the parental pickup line,
yeah,
and you're going down this path.
By the way, if you got kids in the car, bye-bye. Come back, I don't know, tomorrow, because this might be a while. No, just, you know, either mute it or put in earphones or just tell your kids to go ride with somebody else. Ashley Fairbanks said the following about her getting busted, right? Because the pictures went viral, and she basically resigned from Congress and said, I don't remember what she said. I just remember it caught my attention because she was something like, well, now that you're all done looking at me naked, I'm out. That was basically what she said. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm out. But Ashley Fairbanks said the following. Almost every woman I know has taken nudes at some time in her life. As more women under 40 run for office, we are going to have to figure out how to stand together and say it's the leaking of the pictures, not the taking of them, that is shameful.
Oh, really?
So her stance is, look, I can get butt ass naked and take pictures all I want, and that's okay. It's when they get leaked, that's the real issue. Thoughts?
Partially valid, but when two of your lovers, you're using not your money to pay them. The reason why they got that position was because they were your lovers. That changes things.
Yeah.
So now if you, like, there was another reporter, for example, who I guess she was in a studio and she was naked and she recorded a video of herself that she was, I forgot her name, but she was sending it to her man. And they're like, yeah, they're on the air. Like, I think it was Carissa Thompson.
At Fox.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I think she got screwed.
That's a good one.
Well, I'm sure she did.
Well, that, she was. I shouldn't have said that.
I think that was the problem because that's why she did the video, because it's a long distance relationship.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Right. So I think, see, that was an invasion of privacy. If she wants to do that and send it to her man, why not? I don't see the problem.
Okay.
Problem is, for me, you're literally putting your ass on the line, because regardless of what you do, and if it's video or still photography, whatever it is, and whoever you're doing it with, you better damn well make sure you're going to marry this person. And even when you do, you better stay married to him for the rest of your life, because it's ammunition 101. And if it doesn't work out or things go south in a hurry, and you know that not all relationships end amicably and everybody just goes their own separate way, and if it gets a little testy, lo and behold, ammunition bullet number one is video or pics that they can either bribe you with, scare you with, or just flat out put out there.
First of all, I'm going to dispute her claim that just about every woman has taken nude pictures of themselves.
I know one that hasn't.
I was going to say, I don't...
I kind of felt like that was true when she said it. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I mean, I've known.
She said almost, but she said almost every woman I know has taken nudes at some time in her life.
So maybe the women she knew are closer to her age, different era, right?
And into threesomes.
Perhaps.
Well, but she's just saying just nudes, just by themselves, just taking a selfie of themselves.
Really?
Yeah, nude. And whether you send it to somebody else or not, she's just saying that that's normal behavior, and that if that ever got, you know, if your phone got hacked or your iCloud got hacked and leaked, that the real problem isn't taking the nudes, it's the leaking. Now, that came out wrong. Have you ever taken a nude picture of yourself, Joel?
No, sir.
No, have you like taken it and deleted it?
No, sir.
Nick?
We got to go to break.
I have.
Have you really?
I've totally taken a picture of it and looked at it and went, nope, not going to have to delete that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get the same reaction your wife had to you when she saw you naked?
Yeah.
Oh,
she was like, oh, man. I should have done the food cam, because it zooms. This is awful. Yeah, I think most people have done it. I just don't know if every woman out there has done it.
And I think that's a fair statement. How are we going to know? How are we going to know? And I would imagine there's some conservative women out there that don't want to do that.
And then delete it immediately. Like, okay, I did it. That's it. Right? Yeah,
I can see that too.
Nick says, I got to go to break.
Yeah. but I'm saying, like, there's a difference between people that are like, hey, let's get a picture from our husband of me and you, my female staffer. I'm naked combing your hair. That's a whole, because then there were 700 images.
Oh, see, I was assuming the staffer was male.
There was no,
it was female, and the husband
staffer
didn't object.
And there were 700 images sent to a radio guy, Jim Messina, who said he wasn't going to publish any of those pictures because it was not the right thing to do. But then they obviously got leaked anyways by a site called Red State. First of all, if you're thinking about Googling it, don't. It's not all that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was the one thing, which I think that brings up a good point. It's kind of like, I was thinking about this the other day. It's kind of like tattoos, and I know we've had this discussion about tattoos and how normalized we've become with tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I think we even talked, I can't remember if it was us or if I was talking to my wife, but I said, eventually, like, face tattoos are going to be normal. Like, it's just going to be
okay. We did talk about
this
on the show.
Yeah. I think that nude selfies and stuff like that is just going to be a part of society, because all these young kids are going to be adult politicians one day, and that's her point. Is that all? It's a normal behavior for everybody under the age of 25 right now. They're all going to be adults that go to Congress.
Well, look at it. Or actors. Or remember when with that iCloud situation, you had all those famous actors and movie stars and everything like that. They're involved in it too. So you're right. It's becoming more commonplace than one might think right from the get go.
Right.
It's probably because she used an Android and they hacked into it.
Oh, you had to go there too.
So, but here's the crazy. Now, this is where the freaky stuff comes in. All that is okay. One of the things I read about this was the couple, or actually a picture of her surfaced on a Reddit site called Would You Bleep My Wife? Now, would you have sex with, we'll say. Would you have sex with my wife?
So this is a thread on Reddit?
This is a whole Reddit. It's a whole subreddit.
What's the name of it?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's top. It's top. I mean, you might want to go incognito mode. And maybe close your door to the producer's room.
Oh, wait, let me make sure the camera is not.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just.
Lower the blinds.
But it's just, would you.
The messages are the funniest part. That's the reason, honestly.
Would you F my wife? And I don't mean fight. is the subreddit. And the very first picture.
Hello.
Yeah, the very first picture is. Okay, now you can't, you know.
You thumbs up in that?
You don't see her face or anything, but it's just people posting nudes of their wives. This blows my mind that this is a thing.
Is that like an ego boost? Like, you're not going to go through with anything physical, right? You just want the validation that my wife is hot?
I'm looking for that couple in Fort Worth where the guy was like, yeah, about that cuck life, bro. And I'm looking for them on here because I'm sure that's a thing. But this baffles, like, I don't come from this kind of culture or this, like, this isn't,
is that
I don't
a
think
fetish?
Like this. I don't know if it's a fetish. No, I think it's just a lifestyle. Like, I don't think like that. So this just, I'm fascinated by it, that this would actually be a subreddit and a lifestyle. Like, people are like, yeah, you can have sex with my wife. Go ahead. What?
I know what? There's that whole subculture of people that like to watch. Kind of thing.
Right.
But I think...
I have a drinking buddy that literally admits to it. He's really? Told me everything about his lifestyle.
Has he said you could have sex with his wife and he'll watch?
He's not me, but he's done it with his wife before.
Well, why not you?
I mean, you're I didn't know. I've only known him for like a year and a half.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's... I mean, you should be top of the list. Friend he can trust?
It's so weird. First of all, he's a big-ass Australian dude that can absolutely whip my ass in a fight.
So you're saying it wouldn't work?
I'm not trying to aggravate him.
See, some of these women are hot, and some of them
But don't you think not. That
it's a firm no.
But don't you think...
No, I wouldn't bleep
Wait,
your
how
wife.
Firm?
Firm, no, yeah, it's a soft no. My bad.
Because don't you think...
It's a pliable no.
When looking at some of the shots you showed me, it's like, it's almost like an ego trip for the dude to go, yeah, that's my wife. What do you think about that? Yeah. And then, you know, I want to see all these guys say, heck yeah, I would.
I mean, some of the chicks are hot. Some of them aren't. It's just a weird, like, that just, I was like, there's an actual subreddit just for that? And she, a congresswoman, ends up on that subreddit with a nude photo.
Let me ask you
that
this.
That blows my mind.
Let me ask you this. She walked away from politics for now. Does she pull the Anthony Weiner and resurface right. for at least one
now,
more election?
I feel
I'm
like
serious.
You just wanted like, to no, make just, an no, Anthony no, no, Weiner no, 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 joke no. here.
Okay, you who's dropping.
What?
Yeah, okay. Don't you think that, again, just as commonplace as it's becoming for people to do this kind of thing, that the second chances are out there for everybody? Anthony Weiner ran for election one or two more times. Don't you think that at some point she's going to run for election for something again?
I could see that, yeah. I could see her actually running behind it as a, hey, look. You know, this is my redemption story.
We all
made
mistakes.
I was drugged through the mud, and I was, you know, made to be ashamed and this, that, and the other.
That was just all part of the video.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I will continue to roll on. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in Houston. Much more coming up right after this on ESPN 97.5. Back on The Usual Suspects, rolling through the final hour of the show. Obstacles and all, we continue to roll on the straight and narrow path all the way to 4 o'clock where the Blitz is out as they're returning from London.
How did their broadcast go from there?
I think the whole thing was victorious because the Texans won.
Oh, is that they just went for moral support?
I don't believe that they ever touched a microphone.
Jeez.
They touched
this
lots of beverages. And
you put two guys in charge, and what do? They get themselves trips to London where they don't even do a show. Unbelievable. Man, we need that. We need that gig.
So they're B team.
We've got to let them. They've got to hope they die or move on so you and I can. You can run Sports Map, and I'll be the PD, and we'll just take vacations. It's good stuff.
Not together, though, right?
Well, it wasn't sponsored, was it? might have been sponsored.
Yeah. I think it was. I believe there was a tour company that put the whole thing together.
We got to get better sponsors. We got to get better sponsors.
So far, we know that AutoZone is not going to be a sponsor. And now the people sending it to everybody to London may not be back.
I wonder how much get upside I would get back as far as cash to send us to London. I don't think there's enough.
I thought you were going
to
be talking about the Reddit and your get upside.
No. I don't think there's enough. Oh, well. The pictures, did you see all the pictures they were posting for Fred AJ?
No, I saw Fred's Twitter. Yeah. Different places, the landmarks there. So that's very cool. They did a pub crawl right away when they got there.
Big shocker.
Yep, really. And lots. They have their spouses with them, so they've been traveling around a little bit. So good for them
just
to get some
gallivanting
fun.
Around.
Yep. So in the meantime, that
must
means
be nice.
That.
Meanwhile, we're back here busting our ass.
A blast from a past.
Working hard.
Guy that was really big at one time. Oh, Lance Zierlein's still on the station. He, from the bench, is going to be taking over the Blitz this afternoon with Josh Innes.
Okay.
So they're going to go till 7 o'clock. He's in the building, as I saw him in the hallway when I returned.
Who, Lance?
Josh.
Oh.
I hadn't seen him in a while. So he's going to be in. So we'll see how that goes. After Meltzer was with Craig Koshin on Friday, I caught some of that. It wasn't bad, but...
Okay.
You know, he's the middle child of the Pirillo family, as I told you. In the Brady Bunch cubes, there's Charlie the oldest, there's Jake Asman the youngest, there's Meltzer in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting pairing for the Blitz.
Yeah.
It's an interesting move.
I'm curious more so than anything else, because I know both guys, I'm friends with both guys, but I'm curious to see how the listeners react.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to listen on the way home.
Okay.
You'll
have to give me a report.
Okay. I can.
All right.
I take it you're not. Rockets.
Yes.
The game that nobody heard.
Oh, that was.
But thank God they didn't. It was funny because I didn't realize until I think SportsCenter or the bottom line came up and it said the schedule for the weekend. It said Rockets at Heat. And my mother-in-law, who's a huge sports fan, is in the living room with Lisa. And we had just gotten Lisa and the baby home from the hospital. And I said, oh, God. And they're like, what, something wrong? I go, no. If you wanted to bet. I told my mother-in-law, take all your retirement savings and put it on the Miami Heat on Sunday night, 5 o'clock game. She's like, why? The Heat, they're not as good as the Rockets, are they?
They're pretty good basketball.
They're off to a great start. They were 4-1 coming into the game. But take all that aside. If you give this Rockets team, which still has some pieces that I'm familiar with and others that I'm familiar enough with to realize, if you put this Rockets team on the schedule in which they have a Friday night or a Saturday night off on South Beach, your game on Sunday ain't going your way.
No.
No.
Well, it started off, Miami put up 46 in the first quarter.
What was it, 46-14?
46-14 after the first quarter.
They had 17 within the first 4 minutes of the game.
Pretty awful.
So, it was bad.
Russell Westbrook was a minus 46.
Yeah.
You gotta really suck to be a minus 46 in a basketball game.
But if you
not
watch
to be
them,
outdone, PJ Tucker was a minus 41. That's a minus 87 out of two of your starters.
He wore the wrong shoes.
I don't know if they
wore the wrong uniform,
if they
or
drink
something.
Or not or whatever. But I would bet that somebody somewhere could surface that has whereabouts for those guys Saturday night, and it wasn't in their hotel room watching movies.
No, you don't think?
It's the only trip of the year to Miami. And you're lucky enough to get it on a Saturday night? Man, I'm telling you, the Heat have a home court advantage that a lot of people aren't aware of. Because this ain't the first time this has happened.
Well, the game was on Sunday, but you're saying they were there
Saturday night. You got a Saturday night off in Miami. Mm. That is not a recipe for success.
And then the game didn't start till 5 p.m.
So they had plenty of time.
Or 6 p.m. Eastern, so 6 p.m. their time.
Wake up and have a Bloody Mary.
And Nick and I were talking about it. One thing was, Westbrook came out of the gates, like hyper-aggressive. I think he then looked around him and realized he's got no shot to win 1-on-5 because no one. And then when Nick and I were talking, he's like, well, Harden had 39. I said, yeah, but he had 14 points from the free throw
29.
Line. 29. He had 29?
He put a 29.
And 14 of those 29 were from the line. I'm like, you can be hungover and make free throws. It's that first move, jab step, pull back three that's going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah. It was pretty ugly.
Well, a lot of the players that normally don't have big games, like Duncan Robinson. And the other guy, Myers Leonard,
who seems to always be a Rockets killer.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because Myers Leonard has not averaged more than 8 points a game his entire career. He's not scored more than 8 points this season until last week, and he puts 21 points on the Rockets.
Go look at his career averages against the Rockets, especially in the playoffs when he makes like 3 and 4 threes a game and just seems to find
it. He's Myers Leonard.
That's how bad their defense is, though. This, you thought last year's team started off bad defensively and they had to bring Jeff Bezdelic out of retirement? I didn't even realize he's with the Pelicans. So
Forget that. Well, and that kind of lends credence to what I told you guys all along was he wasn't trying to retire and wasn't done with the game and needed time with his family.
He was done with the Rockets.
He was done with the Rockets.
So and now what? You got nobody to help.
And it gets worse because I don't know if you saw this or not, but after the game, because Eric Gordon is still fighting through, he's already in a midseason slump form. And it's early in the season.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I'm just struggling to find my way so that I can find out when I'm going to get my shots. And basically saying it's not very fun. And we're only a couple games into the schedule.
Yeah.
What's that tell you about what's going on right now? Now, Nick, I totally agreed with you at the time. I agree with you again. I'm not going to pass any kind of final judgments until the 20-game mark.
Uh-huh.
But what looked pretty good with some of the wins they got, though they were close games against opponents they should beat, like New Orleans. You know, they had some opponents that they squeaked by. They got by the Thunder. But I'm looking at this now and going, man, you're right, Barry. From a defensive perspective, I don't care what they found in terms of offensive shooters and guys that can fit the roles of the players that they need around them. But defensively, it's night and day even worse than a year ago. And a year ago, they weren't great.
But this is what I don't understand. It's a team made up of Tucker, Capella, and Westbrook, three of your five starters. Those guys are good defensively.
But big men, the big men is I felt like, to give Heat credit, they did a good job of like luring Capella out to the perimeter, and then you have Myers Leonard available to just do damage in the paint. There's nobody else from a post-presence defensive standpoint to stop any of that.
Well, the reason they were able to do it, too, is because Leonard is a viable three-point shooter, so Capella has to respect that. That's just good coaching, too. I mean, Spoelstra looked at it and said, look, you know, if they only got one guy, if P.J. Tucker's their best post defender and he's 6'5", aside from Clint Capella, if I get Capella away, then they can play all day around the basket. But at the same time, there's too much talent on this Rockets team to not be able to stop people and outscore them. If nothing else, outscoring the Heat with the guys you rattled off.
Well, three of their five starters are above average defenders at worst.
Sure.
And there's no reason they should be down or should give up 46 points in the first quarter with those three guys on the floor. Now, Harden isn't, you know, he's not as bad as he used to be. He's not great. He's always going to be average, right? I mean, he's up there in steals, but he's an average defender. Eric Gordon started, which is another thing we didn't talk about. Daniel House didn't start. This was the first game I think I saw where Daniel House was not in the starting lineup. It was Eric Gordon. And House actually got more coming off the bench than he did. So it was just weird. And Eric Gordon is an okay defender. Not great, but okay.
He can be okay.
There's no reason that team gives up 46. Like you said, it had to have been... Yeah, they went out and partied a little too much.
Message to Eric Gordon. He thinks because he got a taste of it again, he should start. But he doesn't realize there's only so much ball to go around. When you start and you've got to appease Harden and Westbrook and everything that they're going to do, your touches are going to be limited. And when you look at the bench and look at the guy you replaced, and like you said, he got more shots, he got more points, then there's something to be said about being the guy off the bench. You're the first guy off the bench. You can finish the games with the starters when they need all the offense they can get. But if you want to get yours, which it seems like now that he got paid, that's his focus. He's not getting his shots, according to the quotes. You're going to get more shots with the second unit you are going to get with that first team.
He was 2 of 10 from the field.
It's awful, and he's been terrible, and his three-point shooting's been awful.
He was 0 for 5 from three-point line.
And there you go.
Yeah. He was always I think deep down he always had that mentality, I want my touches. Even when he first became a Rocket and he was not the starter,
sure.
I just think he didn't have as much leverage. He proves himself in a Rockets uniform. He even makes quite a few appearances in the starting lineup and now gets paid, and now he wants his touches. I think you have a really good point. And it's gonna be a really big struggle for D'Antoni to handle that rotation because Russell Westbrook and James Harden have not meshed completely well together yet. Then some of these other pieces that used to mesh well, and it's starting to look more and more like Clint Capella was a product of a system. And I hate to say that about my boy Capella.
That is your guy.
But God, like, man, just show some physical presence sometimes. I was actually talking to Brad Gilmore, the co-host of the Booker T Show, because he was at the Rockets game. And I pretty much agreed with everything he said, with an exception of, I like Ryan Anderson. I think he can be a post defense presence.
He said that?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, man, Ryan Anderson can't.
Never watched a Ryan Anderson game.
Ryan Anderson is a post defender.
Well, he said maybe he could use Ryan Anderson as a guy in the post for defense, and you just can't. You just can't. And there's nobody. And when you have another guy that's tall that can lure, like Joel said, can lure Clint Capela to the perimeter because you have to respect his 3-point shooting ability. Who's there in the paint? That's all. That's the way to beat the Rockets right now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know who's gone? D'Antoni. If it don't get better.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about MyBookie right now. MyBookie is the place to be. You want to bet on the Rockets? You want to bet on Texans and football season is in full swing? Listen, the best place to do that, without a doubt, is MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. They've got all the odds on every single game out there, more prop bets than any other sports book. Nobody pays you faster. You get your cash when you want it. That is absolutely critical when you're thinking about betting on sports and putting action on games out there. And look, I don't want you to bet with some no-name sports book that you're risking your money at. With MyBookie, you're going to get your money out there. Of course, they're going to make sure it's you. Of course, they're going to make sure that they're not sending your money to somebody else. But these other places are going to give you the runaround. They're going to try to hang on to your money as long as possible. It doesn't happen with MyBookie. You get paid when you want to get paid. Now, look, they've got, like I said, they've got everything that you could want as far as odds and prop bets and whatnot. But did you also know you could bet after kickoff? Yep, that is a thing. You can absolutely do that with MyBookie. They've got tons of other stuff going on, too. I suggest you go check out the website so that you can see everything you can get at MyBookie. And here's the deal. Right now, if you sign up and use promo code radio, MyBookie will double your first deposit up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 in free money. You can wager on your favorite teams or do what you wish with it at MyBookie. All you got to do is put in promo code radio when you sign up on the website to take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Big game in London with the Texans beating the Jaguars.
So, you know how you stick your hand out and it gets slapped? See, this is what
I get.
Is
this on Reddit?
Yeah, this is what I get for talking mess about Fred and AJ. Because I was like, well, I would be a boss and just send myself on a vacation. And then I was like, I wonder if it was sponsored. It was absolutely sponsored. Big game travel. Stepping up big time and sending those guys to London. How cool is that? See, here's the problem, is it's not that they were the bosses. They're popular. People like them. I don't know why. But big game travel steps up, sends them to London. And I heard it was a badass trip. So, like, if you're looking to travel, you should obviously go check out big game travel because they're going to take care of you. But, yeah, so it's not like it was nothing like what I had hoped it would be, so I could pout. I can't pout now. Big game travel steps up, sends them over there. What?
You can still pout, just not about that.
I can't now. I got to get their number, though.
And Nick meant to say, get in the zone, auto zone.
No, he's not going back on that. He's not going back on that.
He might be. Just don't use those parts on his car.
Man. really wanting to hate on them, and now I can't.
I want to tell you guys, too, the one thing I forgot to say about the weekend. I was essentially a Lyft driver and Uber Eats.
Okay.
And went like from
how come you didn't bring me any food?
8th on the priority list in my family. When the wife and the daughter comes home and the mother-in-law's in town, basically I just become the commissioner of honeydews, go-gets, and we needs.
Okay.
That made for a very, like you said, I don't know all the things that I got done. I'm pretty sure I got most of them done, but I just knew that I was the designated driver. So that was a little, say, mind-numbing.
Uh-huh.
There was a Target employee that I may or may not have taken a little out on.
So, no.
Oh, why? She deserved it. Oh, so she deserved it. So the first time, and I'm not aware of this, but Target now does the thing where you can order online on your app. They can track when you're in the parking lot.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. Well, and they come out and just bring you the stuff because you pay for it online with your credit card. And you're in and out. Don't have to worry about parking and going to the store and everything like that. So the first time we get there and the chick comes out and she's knocking on windows. And Lisa goes, I think that's our stuff. I was like, well, she's knocking on the two other cars to our left. Well, she finally gets to me before she can knock on the window. I roll down the window and she goes, I go, here, I got the barcode. She goes, no, I don't need all that. Did you order the stuff with the baby formula and the diapers? And I go, yes, she's here. Threw it in the car and took off. And I'm like, wow. And Lisa goes, just let it go. I was like, let it go. I was like, but the way the day was going, all right, fine. Fast forward like 2 hours and Lisa says, hey, we need a couple things from Target. Can you go back?
I was like,
you know what? Well, at this point, by the way, when you're being treated like a four-year-old with driving privileges, sometimes you're like, you know what? Yeah, I can go back. So I go back. And this time she goes, my bad, babe. I forgot to do the outside pickup. You just got to go in, but it's just inside the doors. So you can pick it up. I was like, all right, cool. So what had happened was we had a Target gift card that the listeners had had given.
Yep.
So we were going to use it for baby stuff. So I'm in there and I go and Lisa calls me right before I go up to pay for the stuff. And she goes, hey, they said they had one thing that they don't have. So make sure we get a credit because we paid with a gift card. So they can't credit it like a credit card. They just got to issue a new gift card. So I get up there. The guy was really nice. And the girl, by the way, that was in the parking lot, is next to the register. And I go, hey, man, here's the deal. We didn't pay for it. He goes, oh, no problem. He goes, I can only approve $10 on a gift card, but I'll get my supervisor to do it. She goes, no, you won't. You tell them there's an 800 number, and you can go to 800 number and do it all. They can do it on their own time. And I looked at her like, "What? Wait a minute. What are you saying?" And he's like, no, I'll be right back. I can get this. I said, okay, fine. She goes, no, we don't do something like that. Or we'll credit the old gift card. I go, what if my wife threw it out because we had used all of it? She goes, guess it's on you. And he came back. And before he could say anything, she goes, tell him to call. I go, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. You slow your old time out. Or by the way, your supervisor that just approved $20 on a gift card for me is going to find out just how bad you are. She goes, no, you did. I go, I did and I'm not done. I go, today is not the day. And if you are working in a customer service based company, you might want to reevaluate. And before she could say anything, the guy behind her goes, he's right, you know. And I was like, oh my God, I was furious.
Wow, yeah, I'd be mad.
I was like,
too. How
can you do that? And it's all because they want to make their lives easier. I was ticked.
So you're mad at Target. Nick's mad at AutoZone. No,
I am not mad at AutoZone. We love AutoZone.
You're mad at Rudy's
Automotive. Rudy's Automotive, garbage. AutoZone, fantastic parts.
All right.
Get in the zone, Nick.
And I'm jealous of Fred and AJ. Oh, by the way, somebody texted and said, what's the Big Game Travel? So they have a website, biggametravel.com.
Biggametravel.com.
And then they have a number, 410-560-2129. 410-560-2129 for whoever texted and want to get in touch with them. There you go. Biggametravel.com.
Good job, Barry.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we all have had our issues.
Another text. Bill from Beaumont had a question. Got a question about the Pittsburgh Steelers trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick. They gave up the first round pick as of now. Would you say that was a good pickup for the Steelers? First round pick seems like a lot, but the fact that he's actually, I mean, you knew he was a run stopper. He's also, you know, I think he's had 4 interceptions already. Since he's been there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I think
he's paying off right now. I mean, I think that's...
But here's the
it's
thing.
Still... I mean, that's a lot. A one's a lot, but...
But are you... So that means you're telling me you're sold, if you're the Steelers, you're sold on Mason Rudolph as the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger. Because much like we were talking about with quarterbacks earlier in the show, if you know that Ben is hurt out for the year and you also don't know if he's ever going to be the same, he's only got a couple years left regardless... Unless you're absolutely sold that this is your franchise quarterback, you don't give up that first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick because credit to them that they're playing better now, but the way the season was going, you want the highest draft pick possible to try and get a quarterback that possibly could be your franchise quarterback of the future.
And either you're convinced or you're just like, well, maybe next year. Right?
The following year after that. Yeah, which you still have your first round pick for. But that's the only concern I had was, look, Minkah Fitzpatrick's a hell of a player. He was a great player in college. You don't know why the Dolphins are unloading all of their top talent. Because even if you're starting over, a Laremy Tunsil could still be your left tackle to build around. Minkah Fitzpatrick could be the captain of your secondary.
I told you my theory when Lance was here last week. I think they're ready for Tom Brady to expire. They're building... They're stockpiling picks because in the next couple years, the Patriots are going to lose Tom Brady, and then it's anybody's division. And I think the Dolphins are like, well, if we just stockpile picks for the next couple years and suck, because we're not going to beat that team anyways as is, in the next couple years, we may have a chance to dominate the division.
It's possible. I mean, here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but when Connor went down and before the trade deadline, when they said teams were interested in Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers were one of those teams. There's several reports that came out and said the Steelers were inquiring about reacquiring Le'Veon Bell. That tells you they weren't ready to call it a season yet. And kudos to Mike Tomlin. They got another win yesterday and in the process got back to 500. The Browns are crap. The Bengals are crap. Yeah, the Ravens are good. But a team that looked like basically they were done for the year when Roethlisberger went down is hanging in there.
Yeah, they're sitting at 4-4, like you said.
Yep.
Not far off the pace. I mean, they're... I don't think 8-8 is going to get it, but if they can get on the right side of winning, you know, 9-6 can get you a wild card possibly.
9-7.
Yeah. I mean, 9-7, yeah. 9-6.
I mean, look, but I'm again, good at math. Credit to Mike Tomlin's coaching and everybody that's come together to pull a season that looked like it was in the tubes.
Yeah.
And at least be competitive. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about Get Upside right now. Get Upside is the play. If you aren't using it right now, I don't know. I feel like you're wasting money, and you must hate money if you don't use GetUpside. That's the only thing I can think of. You don't like money if you're not using GetUpside. Do yourself a favor right now. Go download it. It's in your app store, whether it's iTunes or Google Play. Whichever one it is, it's out there. Put it on your phone, and when you do, put in my promo code Barry. Now, here's the deal. You could actually have this installed by the time I'm done telling you about it. Put in that promo code Barry, and here's what's going to happen. Every time you fill up and use the GetUpside app, you get cash back. With that promo code, you could be getting a little extra. They just kind of give you a little seed money. Like Stalker Brian got over $5 back. Jake Asman got over $7 back. This is real money you could be getting back. And then Jason Hebert sent me an update. He's got $80 in his account, and he's loving it. Where's your money at? You're leaving it at the pump or at the table if you're not using GetUpside. You can get up to 35% cash back. Guys, it's your money. Get this app and hang on to it. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. You're not locked into anything. I promise you, if you don't like the app, just stop using it. Delete it off your phone. But at least you gave it a shot, right? And ABC 13 did a story on it and told you about it. Excuse me. So do yourself a favor right now. Go put it on your phone. And like I said, you're not locked into anything. So if you don't like it, simply don't use it. But I promise you, if you love hanging on to your money, you're going to love GetUpside. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Great stories abound today on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio till 4. The B team at 4, taking till 7.
You ain't right.
What would it be?
Let's see. It's Lance Zierlein and what's his name?
Josh Innes.
Josh Innes.
Yeah.
So it's LZ and JI.
Jills. Z team. ZI.
Jills.
Okay.
Josh Innes, Lance Zierlein. It's the Jills coming up next.
The Jills. Not Buffalo Jills.
Well, you tried.
I do. I try every day. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
You know
either
what?
Way, if the listeners want to text and poop all over me, poop on you too.
You just keep swinging. You just don't never stop swinging.
Pretty
right?
Tough to take me down from the high of this week, so I don't care. It's fine. I'll get over it. Next week, look out. I'll be back.
Somebody says, so Joel, when are the Packers going to make Rodgers head coach / offensive coordinator?
Hopefully never.
No?
No. I'm glad it didn't come up today. That was embarrassing yesterday. So I know a lot of people were predicting a blowout. As long as you're playing Phillip Rivers, you know, obviously he's capable. They fired their offensive coordinator. They looked like a team that was 7-1. The Packers looked like a team that was sub 500.
Yeah.
And by the way, they can't stop the run again. And they're playing Christian McCaffrey next week. Mm. That could be a problem.
There's a guy that didn't get mentioned in the MVP talk that probably should.
Just like when we were talking about Dalvin Cook, I said second best running back in the league, Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
Because Christian McCaffrey, everybody said he couldn't be an every down back.
Boy,
dude is the real deal.
I'll fully admit I said that. I didn't think he was big enough. Like he didn't have enough muscle. He didn't have the stature. He's proven everybody wrong.
Then he got all rocked up and started shooting his shot at models and models that used to date other NFL players. Yeah. And then he started doing it on the field. Not that, but I mean, he had 3 touchdowns yesterday.
Oh, I've got him on a fantasy
yards
team.
And touchdowns and everything else. Dude, if he does this for a full season, he's record breaking.
Yeah, I know. I'm whooping ass in fantasy because of him. So trust me, I get it.
I got another win
fantasy,
in my.
I've been getting my ass kicked the past 3 games.
I was just going to say.
Man, I'm so surprised.
70 points I put up.
Oh, that's not good.
Hot garbage.
Damn,
yeah, that's awful. Hopefully you got guys playing tonight, right?
No, it's over. It was over. No, I don't
How
have
any guys on bye did you start?
Nobody. No, I'm actually, you know, I'm
all
over.
Paying attention semi?
A little bit.
Okay.
I got another win yesterday, but I'm like in the middle of the pack in my division.
Are you?
Yeah. In the Twin Peaks league that we each have our own league.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the messages though, by the way.
Are you getting hate messages?
I don't get those.
Like the notifications after you lose, team ESPN, this one's going to sting. Bitch, I didn't need to know. It was 60 points.
That's what they should have said. Hey, try harder. Most people average 60 points in the first half of their games before the late games.
Yeah, it's looking like, you know.
Yeah, ESPN app. Get those notifications out.
What's your record win again?
I am. Ooh.
Is this the Twin Peaks League?
Yeah, I am. I'll be sitting at 6-3.
That's good.
Yeah, so right now I'm tied for first in my division and tied for first overall. The whole other division's all 5-3, so that's crazy.
Wow.
No, you know, but that'll figure itself out. Somebody texted and said, I just heard a commercial on your station from Bob Vila. Mm-hmm. He was talking about now is the time to fertilize your lawn to get the best results in spring. What do you think, Barry?
He said to get the best results in spring, since that happens to be more apropos
that's
for
where
you.
I live, too.
I thought Randy the Gardener put you on probation for your bad advice last
Randy
week.
Randy Lemon, not Randy the Gardener.
He called himself that.
Randy the Gardener.
That's what he called himself, because he didn't want to be revealed, bro.
No.
He's reveled as Randy Lemon. He's revealed as Randy the Gardener.
His schedule is what I follow, Randy Lemon's fertilizer schedule, and it will tell you that the first week of November is the best time to winterize your lawn with fertilizer. So now is the time. Do it this week. So Bob Vila is correct, and so is Randy Lemon, and so is Barry Lambert.
Please do it between 1 and 4 p.m. on that day. Golly, the garden talk. And now that he's a friend of the show, I thought you'd ease up and just have personal messages with him. No, it's even more prevalent now.
I mean, what?
It's more dominant. I thought you guys were boys. Go out and have some brews and drinks and...
Talk then. No.
Reddit.
That's weird.
Picture shoots, whatever.
Somebody said, who is the Popeye's chicken sandwich really good thinking about sitting in line just to get one? I think they meant is.
How?
Yeah. Is the Popeye's chicken sandwich really good? I'm partial to Chick-fil-A. I'll just say that. I've had both. I still prefer Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich.
Did I hear correctly? I think I heard it on the bench that Chick-fil-A is no longer doing the Tyler and Raheel suggested chicken sandwich well done. That it's a hassle. That, as Raheel stated, the reason why he did it is because you get it's fresher because they have to make it right then and there, cook it a little longer. That because that's too out of the ordinary, they're not doing it anymore.
I had it done that way at their behest. Didn't like it. Didn't make a difference. I got it well done twice. I tried it once. I was like, eh.
Is that kind of like getting extra crispy?
I did it
crispy?
Again. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah?
They just leave it in the fryer a little longer. I did it twice, didn't like it, just went back to normal. I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's probably accurate with Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. So,
what happened to our peeps at our 610 and Shepherd location of Chick-fil-A?
I need to circle back with her because she had said she put in an application for us for the Chick-fil-A black card. And
that's probably good. What got her fired.
No, she didn't get fired. She's awesome.
I hope they're still out there. Yeah, they were great.
No, she's great. Oh, I swing by there all the time still. I have no fear. Yeah,
you get fights in the parking lot?
No, I don't fight anybody in the parking lot. That one occurred at the one by my house.
Oh.
No, the one at Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A at Shepherd and 610, it's busy, but it's like most Chick-fil-A's. It's just in and out, right? So I just park, walk in, get my stuff, I'm gone. Super easy.
One by your house. Fighting. Did you get the fluorescent tank top yet or the vest?
No.
So you can be parking lot monitor for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I would.
North.
Listen, if you park in a handicapped spot and you're not handicapped, expect me to say something.
I'm with you. I did it again this morning at Starbucks.
Did you?
Same dude, doctor in his scrubs, just think in a big old pickup truck, parking in handicapped because he's placed a to-go order. It's wrong. It's period. Yeah, it's just wrong.
It is.
It's not good. Right tonight, you going to watch the Cowboys and the Giants?
Probably a little bit of it, but I'm playing this new game called The Outer Worlds.
Okay.
And it's really fun. It reminds me of Fallout 4. If you're a gamer out there and you are a Fallout 4 fan, highly recommend The Outer Worlds.
Nick, you going to watch any football tonight?
I have to make a trip to the airport, but maybe afterwards.
Okay.
Maybe afterwards.
Seemingly, this is an important game for Dallas, although the Giants playing better football are only a 6.5-point dog. At least last I checked, we were going to the show. But Dallas probably, you got to keep winning because it looks like there's only going to be one playoff spot, which is the division champ in the East. And the Cowboys got to make sure they keep it in the right direction. They had a couple slip-ups, the Jets, and some teams that, games that they should have won. So it's going to be interesting to see. The Cowboys got to put up right now, or they're going to have to shut up later when everybody says, what happened to your Super Bowl contending team?
Yeah, a lot can happen in the second half of the season, but you're right. When you look at Seattle and Minnesota, that might be your two wild card teams if they don't win the division and the Packers end up getting it or whatever. But
yep.
Philly right there at 5-4, they've won two in a row now, so a lot can happen, but yeah, it's not necessarily a must win, but it is a division game and
really
an opponent you have
right?
you should beat. I would tell you what my spreadsheet says, but
what is it?
It's been so wrong this week. Oh my God! No, actually, I took the Cowboys in this one. So
I think this is a smart move.
27-18 is what it says the final score would be. The spread was 7 at the time, so that would make it 27-25. So if you give the 7, I don't know, what would you say it is now, 6.5?
6.5 is what I saw before the show started.
Oh, yeah. I would. That's even better. So, yeah, I would take
tell
the Cowboys.
One thing
the
to look at if you're going to watch that game tonight, what do they call them, Danny Dimes?
Oh, man, yeah.
I'll just tell you what, for all the people that took pot shots and we were part of it, Gettleman too early, too quick to take a shot at Daniel Jones, but he's looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Saquon's tough too. So that's your Monday night matchup on Monday Night Football. Other than that, you can peep Rockets and the Grizzlies as they try to save face on the end of the road trip. Go check out Ja Morant too. He's not bad for the Grizz. You won't.
No, I won't.
It's not Christmas, so you're not going to watch basketball. Nick, you can. You got something to fall back on if the Monday Night Football doesn't go your way. All right, we appreciate you guys being suspects and checking with us every single day. That means Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Pseudo Blitz is next. Stay tuned. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey, guys. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.